Dexter, Deborah called. She grabbed me by the arms and looked into my face for a moment. Dex, she said again, and it was gratifying to see a little anxiety on her face. She patted my arms and almost smiled, a very rare display for her. Of course, since it was Deb's, she had to spoil the effect immediately. Where's Samantha? She said. I looked at my sister. My head was pounding. My pants were torn. My throat and my face hurt from the bouncer's rough treatment. I was embarrassed by what I had recently done. My hands were still taped behind me, and I was thirsty. I had been beaten, kidnapped, drugged, beaten again, and threatened with a very large revolver, all without a single complaint. But Debs could only think about Samantha, who was well-fed and sitting inside in air-conditioned comfort, sitting there willingly, even eagerly, whining about minor discomforts, while I tried and failed to dodge all the slings and arrows and, I could not fail to notice, an increasing number of mosquitoes that I could not swat with my hands taped behind me. But of course, Deborah was family. And anyway, I couldn't use my hands, so slapping her was out of the question. I'm fine, sis, I said. Thank you for asking. As always, it was wasted on Deborah. She grabbed my arms and shook me. Where is she? She said. Where is Samantha? I sighed and gave it up. Inside the trailer, I said. She's fine. Deborah looked at me for a second, and then whirled away around the trailer to the door. Weems followed her, and I heard a loud crunching noise as he apparently pulled the door off its hinges. A moment later, he wandered past, the door dangling by its knob from one enormous hand. Debs came right after him with an arm around Samantha, leading her away to the car and murmuring, "I've got you. You're all right now," to a plainly pissed-off Samantha, who was hunched over and muttering, "Leave me alone." I looked around the little clearing. A handful of cops in SRT outfits were cuffing Kukarov's guys, none too gently. Things were definitely winding down, except for a new and frantic burst of activity from the 9 million mosquitoes that had found my unprotected head. I tried to swat them away, impossible, of course, with my hands taped behind me. I shook my head to scare them away, but it didn't work, and it hurt so much that it wasn't worth it, even if it did. I tried to wave my elbows at them, also impossible, and I thought I heard the mosquitoes laughing at me and licking their chops as they called all their friends to the feast. "Could somebody please undo my hands?" I said.